you may know.
All right.
And everything he gives to me in writing, the district court gives back.
That's correct.
All right. Now, Sheriff, this television set that you have, or this television system that you have set up, reception good?
When you once in a while.
Can you identify people?
Yes.
Of your office?
Yes.
All right. So you can identify anybody in this house?
Yes.
All right. Now, Sheriff, how many capital cases or people in your jail now that are waiting to file a capital offense? You do have others besides this, right?
Yes, sir.
Are they surveilled 24 hours a day by television?
No, sir.
Do they have lights on in their face 24 hours a day?
No, sir.
Do they have guards in there with them 24 hours a day?
No, sir. All right. Not in a relationship that you with
the no, all right.
In a cell.
Yes, sir. In a cell, we don't have any guards on. All right. Do their lawyers assess it, inspect it?
No.
That's all. Thank you, Sheriff. Sheriff, I'm going to ask you Mr. Haynes has filed a motion here, and in this motion, he says, from the time of his incarceration referring to Ray to and through the present, defendant has been constantly and continuously illuminated by half-powered light. Do you know anything about any half-powered lights being in that cell block, Sheriff Moore?
Yes, sir.
Would this be more an accurate statement as to that fact, that you have some vapor locked lights up there outside of the cell in which he is in?
That would be exact.
And as I understood you to testify, the light, in your opinion, is no more bright than the light here in this courtroom. Is that correct, Chair?
It looks same about the same.
All right. Mr. Haynes says in his motion here that no other prisoner in Shelby County or throughout the free world is so illuminated and surveilled. Do you know first what he means by the free world when he says that?
I haven't given him a thought, no, sir. Not that I know.
Do you know how other prisoners in, as he refers to it, the free world are surveyed?
No, sir.
All right. He said in his motion here, Sheriff, that because of the surveillance that you've had placed on the defendant Ray, that it has caused Ray to become nervous and disturbed, and he can't rest or sleep. Do you know anything about that, Sheriff Morris?
Only to this extent that we have supervisors that check on the condition of the defendant. We have not received any complaints of this in this regard from the defendant.
No complaints along those lines. Is that correct,
Sheriff?
That's
correct, sir.
Haynes is putting this motion here, Sheriff Morris, and I imagine in your capacity you're in charge of the security of the jail as well as of this. You know him as Ray? Is that the name you know him as,
yes,
Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
You're in charge of his security up there. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris?
Very correct, yes.
And would that be, Sheriff Morris, not only to protect him from harm, but to protect him also from harming himself?
That's correct, sir.
And would it also not sheriff ours to keep him from effecting or attempting to effect an escape from the custody that he's in.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sheriff Morris, Ms. Haynes is putting this motion here that the elimination and surveillance further provides an unwarranted and undetectable opportunity for illegal identification and or allow of defendant for the purpose of refreshing or suggesting reflection of defendant's potential material witnesses in this call. Do you know, or have you authorized anyone to come in upon anybody's instructions, yours or the Attorney General's or anybody's instructions, anyone to come in and view, as you know him by the name of Ray, on the TV, so that he might be a potential witness or to refresh a potential witness's memory?
This has not been done.
Has not been done, Sheriff Moore?
No, sir.
All right. You don't know any basis in fact for that statement?
Yes, sir.
All right. May I ask you this, Sheriff Moore? As I understand your security arrangements, up until about 2 weeks ago, the receivers for the TV cameras were in your office. Is that correct, Sheriff Forrest? It was a receiver set and two receiver sets in your office.
One.
And your office is in relation to the cell block that Ray's in is how far, would you say? Where is your office physically?
My office is at the far end of this hallway.
Is that on the second floor of the criminal court building?
Yes, it is.
And the cell block in which Ray is confined is where?
It's on the third floor.
Third floor? Sheriff Morris, as I understand then, the receiver to the TV cameras that are in his cell was in your office. Is that correct, on the second floor?
Yes, sir.
And as I understand, Sheriff Morris, that when you left here, the door was locked and no one was viewing the screen. Would that be correct, Sheriff Morris?
That would be correct.
So there were many hours during that period of time from July 19th up until when did you add other receivers?
Well, the other receiver was added some time ago, perhaps as much as 2 weeks ago, on the same floor with the cell block. This was the receiver that was originally scheduled for another area where construction was taking place. And we changed our mind about this because of the possibility of other people viewing it. So we did decide to put it on the third floor in the supervisor's office.
The reason behind you installing the TV was in order to not only protect Ray from others, protect him from himself, and to maintain the security of your jail. Is that correct, Sheriff Moore?
That is correct.
If one camera was in your office, so I assume that when you left here,
we object to assumptions. And,
he can tell you when to do here to let me know whether my assumptions are wrong.
Well, step by, please.
Well, he has a right to leave. The witness, this is cross-examination.
Well, Your Honor, but you've asked your question to call for mental conclusion.
Well, rephrase the question.
His whole motion's a conclusion, if the court please.
Rephrase your question.
So, Sheriff, when you would leave your office up here, then I'll ask you whether or not anybody was assigned or anybody was watching that TV screen that was in your office.
Nobody.
So the whole period of time that you were away from here then, Sheriff Morris, no one had been viewing the TV screen that was in your office. Is that correct?
To my knowledge.
All right, now, I believe you said 2 weeks ago you put receivers outside the cell block. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris?
Approximately 2 weeks ago. I'm sure of the time.
All right, so give or take a few days. The purpose for that was what, please?
24 hour supervision. Surveillance.
And this was in keeping with your security of the prison array. Is that correct,
That's correct.
Sheriff?
That is correct, sir.
that side of the cell block, the only means of communicating on the floor, the third floor, would be by telephone from the cell block to the supervisor outside. Is that correct, Mr. Chair Marks?
That's correct.
Now, as I understand, the receivers are outside on the same floor as the cell block.
That's correct.
You have a man stationed out there that watches those screens, Sheriff Marks?
Yes.
Now, Sheriff Moore, during the time that you were viewing the TV screen in your office, did you at any time ever overhear any conversation between counsel for the defendant and Wright?
No, sir, I did.
Did not? Did you attempt to, Sheriff Moore?
No, sir.
Do you believe on the sound system with the TV that you could have been able to do that if you'd have tried? Has anybody instructed you, Sheriff Moore, to attempt to overhear the conversation between counsel and his client?
No, sir.
Do you know of anyone that's overheard any conversation that existed between Ray and his counsel?
No, sir, I don't.
Sheriff, I'll ask you if in along those lines, if you issued instructions to your man not to interfere with counsel and with the defendant when they confer.
I did.
Did you do that?
Yes, sir, I did.
Now, Sheriff, I'll ask you, Haynes has said that you the mail from Ray going outside. Have you done that, Sheriff Moore?
Yes, sir.
And the reason for that is the appellate court, please.
We feel that we have the right to know what information does go out of our jail for security reasons.
For security reasons. All right. Now, Sheriff Moore, have you sent to the mail coming in to Ray?
Yes, sir.
And for the same reason, I'll ask.
Yes, sir. Same.
So that I might understand you, Sheriff Morris, you have not, nor have you instructed your men to read any notes Mr. Haynes makes up here as a result of his conference. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct.
But you've instructed your men to read any written material going from Ray to Haynes. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris?
That is correct, sir.
And the reason for that?
For security reasons.
For security reasons. You have not, or have any of your men under you, or have you had any complaints from counsel over there about any of your men interfering with his right to confer with his client? With his client?
Only one conversation that I had with Mr. Haynes Sr., at which time he asked me if I had given instructions to the supervision up there to read the materials that had passed out. I said that I did. I believe that this is the only communication that I've had with Mr. Haynes in this regard.
He's made an inquiry to you, but no complaints. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct, sir.
Now, as I understand, Mr. Haynes asked you about other prisoners in the Shelby County Jail. I don't know whether I understood you or not, Sheriff. Did you say that any written material coming from a prisoner to his attorney that you don't censor that?
We do it on some occasions, yes. Mail coming out of the jail and mail going in the jail. We do not censor all of the mail.
Censor all of it. But on occasions from prisoners to their attorneys, you censor that also. Is that correct?
On occasions, yes.
Thank God, Green, you correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a wire enclosure separating the prisoner from his attorney up there. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct, sir.
Did you have to make the distance, let me ask you, Sheriff, when Mr. Haynes wants to confer with his client, what are your instructions to your men along those lines?
They're to go to the opposite end of the cell block. Mr. Haynes and his client have the opposite end of the cell block where they have a table and chair.
any electronic equipment